You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him Rock the Riders.
Rock.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Thank you for pulling up to the show. So, today, it's all about the tale of the tape. But first, I want to let y'all know, my new single, White Line, it drops March the 1st. I'm going to have a link in the episode description so y'all can pre-order my new single, White Lines, produced by Ben Malik, featuring Pape G from Chicago, Crux from Chicago, and Hollis Rock from Chicago, all veteran spitters. I also have a video for the song White Lines, yes. So, I'm going to leave in the comments, should I release the video before the single drop or a little bit after the single drop? I want y'all to let me know. It should have been out, but it's better late than never. I just wanted to do it right, but it had to be done. I mean, the song is good. I initially did the song to promote my book, White Lines. Y'all make sure y'all go get my book, White Lines, off of RidersOnline.net/store, or go get it off Amazon. Long as y'all get it, it's a lot of gems, jewels, and treasures in the book. It's doing well, but y'all support, y'all continue support is much appreciated. But yeah, pre-sale the single. I'm going to have a link in the episode description. Watch out for the video. The video is nice. It kind of portrays and embodies the single. But the reason why I did this episode is because, you know, at the time of this recording, it's a Throwback Thursday. And I actually remember releasing my first single. It was actually on a cassette tape. So, let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. The Hunt Side, that's what's poppin'. Fahrenheit, that's what's poppin'. Big Steve-O, that's what's poppin'. Butch, that's what's poppin'. The Seven Son, that's what's poppin'. Lawrence Mahone, that's what's poppin'. CeeLo Graphics, that's what's poppin'. Trucks Platoon, that's what's poppin'. The Foundation, that's what's poppin'. Owens, that's what's poppin'. Lewis, that's what's poppin'. Ruiz, that's what's poppin'. Riders is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
And finger waves, tailor made. Females wanna get paid, throwing shade on the brothers that's already made. Riding shotgun with the ones who be toting the gun. Having fun, skinning, craving on every last crumb, never getting none. Being naive, foolish, and dumb, I ain't the one. You don't know where I'm from, the wild hunter. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Going home every day, dodging bullets, flying a straight, making cash in every way, cause of bills I gotta pay. My neighborhood's full of corruption, constant busting. Poppies on the porch with a brew, steady fussing. Havoc and me lay on my streets every day. So in this trife life, what part must I play? The villain, spit my Mac and constant killing. Extorting young thugs for they cream, cold chilling. Never catching feelings for fools, blood spilling. Coming out on top with they chips, you know I'm winning. Bring this scandalous type shit to get you lit. No need to even ask why I'm doing this shit. The hell with it, so fuck it. The Wild Hunters. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. It's all the same, like the days of Jesse James. The Hunters is the place where we bust them things. If you real or lame, catch a bullet with your name. Get wet out by niggas from strips with mad gangs. Females that roll a leg, got connects to get you wet. It's real shit, so ignore who you sweat. Wipe your face with a towel, cause niggas be on the prowl. My side of shower the shells and put you down. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. Wow, wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living fabulous, they lack the mellow staff. 12 Deuce, 12 7, 12 Trey, 11 9, 115, 10 7, 10 Trey.
That was the Wild Hunters. The first single I ever released is off of the Hunt Side album. The album can be streamed on RidersOnline.net in the music section, but the song is available on the album The Hunt Side on all streaming platforms. So today, we're going to get in a time machine and talk about the first single I ever released, y'all. The name of the song is called The Wild Hundreds. I released the song in 1998. My homeboy Owens, he did the track. I did the rhymes. I got it mixed and mastered at this spot on 108th and Pulaski. And they made the song sound like glass. And then shortly after that, I got 200 cassette tapes pressed up by Fahrenheit Entertainment, ran by Steve-O and Butch. Rest in peace, Steve-O. Shout out Butch, shout out Steve-O as well. And they pressed it up. They also did the artwork too. So everything was good. You know, I had this banging song and everything, but I ain't know how I was gonna get it out. I went to college radio with it. They played it a couple of times, but that wasn't a big enough push to get it out to the masses. I didn't have posters. I didn't have no type of promo material. I just had the tapes, 200 tapes. And what I did was, I went from the state to the lake, and I got it out the mud. You know, when you getting it out the mud, you can make clay. So on the actual single, I had the complete version on one side and the instrumental on another side. And shout out to Ho for saying that his single was $4. You know, I'm from Chicago. My single was $5. And I sold all of them. From state to the lake, I was going. I was pulling up at every function. People kicking it, barbecues, family reunions. But initially, I went to the record store, and this is how, you know, I got a lot of game far as the business go. Everybody, you know, most mom and pop stores weren't big on singles. They'd take the singles if you was an established artist because you can play it on the radio. People done heard it. People know the song, people know the artist, they know the video. I ain't had no video. I ain't had no radio budget. I ain't had no radio airplay. All I had was my God-given talent and the will to learn how the music business go. But shout out to all the mom and pop stores, Flame and James at the time. Music Tracks. What else? Fletcher's, George's Music Room. They all told me, like, man, you know, we don't pretty much take no singles on consignment. You know, you'll be better off going to some open mics, getting your feet wet, letting people know who you are, and then popping them off that way. And I did that as well. You know, I got up on a stage. I did an acapella that I wrote, and then I performed the song. And it started gaining traction in the city. But, you know, it was limited venues at the time, so I took it up north. And I performed at spots like the Red Line Tap, the Double Door, East of the Rhine, where they had open mics for artists. That's where I was getting it in at. But it was packaged up pretty decent, you know, for me to get the $5. You know what I'm saying? And by people buying it for $5, that let me know, like, hey, if I put a whole album together, by me going into the stores and everything and them telling me, like, man, you know, if you had a whole album, we could take it on consignment. They actually told me, you know, how to get in touch with a online distributor that did online, physical, and digital. But I would have to provide the hard copies myself. So that's what I did. I provided the hard copies myself. I made a whole album, but we ain't gonna get into that. But the distributor that I wound up using was CD Baby, and they made me a lot of money too. So shout out to CD Baby. And then like in the city, you know, I just took my stuff to George's music room and they took it. But back to the story. So I ain't had no idea about distribution, no clue at all. But you know, that's how hungry I was, my drive. I paid a lot of dues. I learned a lot of things on my journey releasing my first single, The Wild Hunters. I learned a lot, and it allowed me to meet people and network with people because, you know, I didn't know artists had to be businessmen. I didn't know artists had to negotiate, you know, a wholesale price for consignment or whatever. But I learned, you know, more established artists, you know, they're about their stuff. But some people who you thought was really established, they weren't really established like that unless they had radio play. And a radio play, you know, it's a lot of politics that go into getting played on the radio. Like the program director really, you know, determine what gets played because of payola. People taking money under the table, but you know, hey, it's all part of the game. Everybody pays. But if you releasing a single or something like that, had I known what I know now, I would have just got a college radio campaign. And my single would have been on every college radio station. So fast forward to my third album, I actually did get a college radio campaign, and my song charted. The name of the song was Sunflower Seeds. But back to the matter at hand, your boy was out here grinding, man. I was in the middle of intersection selling my CD for $5. Some people just bought it because they respected my work ethic, my hustle, my determination, and my grind. So I appreciate that. And then like 200 tapes, it don't seem like a lot, but it's a lot when people don't know you. It's a lot without no marketing. It's a lot without no promotion. It's a lot without preparing. It's a lot when you're doing everything yourself. It's a lot when you're not cognizant of the fact that you're gonna need a team to help you push this. And at the time, the only teams was the DJs, to, you know, for them to play it, the mom and pop stores, or, you know, you get your homies a couple to sell, like maybe 10, and say, hey, look, you know, every single you sell, you keep $2 and you bring me 3 back. You know, traditionally, a single is only 99 cents or 129 today or 99 cents, unless it's a maxi single or whatever. I was selling a straight up single for $5. The nerve of me, but hey, you know, I had to recoup off my investment. I also had to make sure that it get out. You know, I had to pay for the artwork. I had to pay for the manufacturing of the product. I had to pay for the mixing and mastering of the song and everything. So, doing this, I could kind of gauge what it would cost for me to make a whole album independently. And that wasn't no problem because I wanted to do it. And at the time, I had a little throwback setup, y'all, where I could actually record myself at the crib. So what I was working with was a four-track Tascam. That's what I was using to record. And I could put the tape in there. I had a Roland DR550 beat machine, or drum machine. Let me rewind that. A Roland 550 drum machine. That's it. No keyboard, no piano. I taught myself how to work everything. I bought the Roland drum machine from my homeboy Owen. Shout out to Owens. And I bought the Tascam 4-track from him for maybe like $200. But I was consistently making beats and tracks every day, just like I do now. Like, a lot of times, people think that since you're not releasing no music, that you're not working. That's not the case. And, you know, people always say quality over quantity. That is so very true. But the more quantity of songs you make, the better quality of the songs. So let me rewind that. The more songs you make, the better the songs get. That's just it. I know it's some people, they got whole studios at the crib. They ain't doing nothing with it. How you know? It'll come out in the music. The music will speak volumes about everything. But that ain't my thing. My thing is making sure that I'm able to put out the best product possible. That's it. So, releasing this single, The Wild Hunters, it gave me a lot of confidence. And people, they was checking for me when they'd see me again. You know, I started out selling the tape in the hundreds. You know what I'm saying? I sell it at the liquor store. I sell it up and down Roseland Strip. So Roseland is an outside shopping strip. It's kind of like a throwback, like Jewtown, or if you go to New York, where people go shop. So it starts at 111. In Michigan, and ends at like maybe 113th, but I'm gonna just say 115th. And a lot of those stores, you know, they bought the singles from me. So, you know, even if, you know, they bought the single for a dollar, you know, it's cool because I just wanted to get the word out. Even with my tape sitting in some of the stores, it helped me look like an established artist. It helped me look like I had my stuff together. Had I had posters, promo, like postcards and stuff like that, I would have looked more established. And then at the time, it wasn't no websites out. You know, this when people was going on LimeWire and Napster and everything. So fast forward to CD Baby. You know, the way they did it, you know, with my album, I send them 5 copies. They'll take $4 off of every album they sold, and I get 6. No, not 6, my fault. $8.97, $8.97, because they, It was selling them for $12.97. So that way I get a good cut of my money, and I was getting all of my money. You know, I read up on the ASCAP stuff, and ASCAP is beneficial for independent artists. You know, when you do shows and stuff like that, they got a thing called ASCAP Stage, where you, when you perform at these venues, they pay a licensing fee for all ASCAP artists. It's not a whole lot, but it's enough. So you can report the shows that you do right at the time you record performing, or a little bit after you perform. You could go back 3 months. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, my first single, it was difficult, but let's compare then to now. So now, you could go to the studio and record your single. You could record your single at home. If you record it under the right parameters, you can have the option to outsource your mixing and mastering, or be in a studio while the engineer mix and master the song right in front of you in the singles driven time. You know? But you just gotta be consistent. Whatever distributor that you decide to pick. And for those who don't know what a distributor is a company that puts makes your music accessible on all streaming platforms. So CD Baby is a distributor. DistroKid is a distributor. TuneCore is a distributor. You know? So these are just examples of a few distributors. They all do digital only. But what you do is, it's so simple now. The first thing you do is you upload your artwork to the distributor. Bam, you do that. After you mix and master the song and register your song with ASCAP, BMI, or whatever performing rights organization you with, then what you want to do is you want to register with SongTrust so they can get all that money that the distributor be keeping, or won't tell you that that's owed to you in all these foreign territories. And then you get Sound Exchange, so you can get everything that's owed to you on the net. That's what you want to do. So you upload your artwork after you handle your business. Then you upload the song and you price it. So a wise practice would be to get a distributor 30 days while you create a buzz, you create anticipation, you have time to shoot a video. Whatever you gonna do, you wanna work your social media and drill that you got a single coming out. And what you want to do, just like I'm doing right now, you want to have people pre-save your single. And when your single come out, I suggest you, if you're an artist, don't buy no bots. You know, a lot of people worry about radio. It depends on the type of single that you have. So my single is not for radio. I'm a hip-hop purist with this one. Me and the guys, we just tearing stuff down with this one. We just spitting fire. Shout out to Pape G. Shout out to Crux. Shout out to Hollis Rock. They bodied this joint. Straight up. So what you want to do is, you want to get Spotify ads. You want to get YouTube ads. You want to get Google ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and TikTok ads. So basically, you want to make sure that you have some money to put it out there so that people can know about the song and they can see it in some capacity. Because if you release a song with no marketing or no promotion, how people gonna know about it? You know, it's cool back in the day if, you know, when there wasn't no internet or no social media or nothing, like, it's the equivalent to meeting a girl in a neighborhood that's pretty and you got their phone number. You don't want nobody to know about it. You know? But with this, your single or your release is that pretty girl. You want everybody to know, man, I got this single right here. Hey, listen to my single. Download my single. Stream my single. Buy my single. You know, that's what you want to do. Or get some kind of campaign for your single. So you can get emails, analytics, you know, like on my website, writersonline.net. If you go there, you could get the single early, but you're going to have to set out that email. But you'll get the single. But I need that email. So when I drop my next project, you know, I already have a built-in audience. My audience is pretty good. I've been doing this a while, but, you know, it's the equivalent to Burger King, McDonald's, Starbucks, any business that's making money. Of course, sure, they got money. Why are they still doing commercials? Because they want to constantly and consistently get new customers. I want to get new fans. That's what I want to do. From 13 to 18, from 18 to 25, from 25 to 34, from 34 to 44, from 44 to 60 on up. I want to get every hip hop fan that I can. So, you know, that's why I call this the tail of the tape, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all listening to my journey with my first single. This has been another episode of Writers Live. Peace. We dropping a mic on Writers Live. Make sure y'all pre-save the White Line single. The link is in the description. And I want to ask y'all, should I drop the video before or after I release the single? So y'all make sure y'all comment on Good Pods, writersonline.net, Spotify, Apple Music. Y'all let me know, should I drop the video before I release the single or after I release the single? That's what I need. That's what I need from y'all. Please. No, but on the real, hey, y'all been rocking with me. Y'all input and feedback, it mean the world to me. And I appreciate y'all listening and supporting the podcast. If you never heard the Writers Live podcast, episodes drop every Friday at midnight on writersonline.net or all streaming platforms, y'all. Make sure y'all go ahead and get some Writers Live podcast merch as well. The link will be in the description. Thank y'all for rocking with me, y'all. And until next week, peace.